Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Sanhedrin Nun Vav, Sanhedrin 56a, pagination is 111. We're on the last two lines of the page, Tanu Rabbanon, in the middle of a line. Sheva mitzvahs nitztavu b'nei Noach. The Noahide laws, there's seven mitzvahs, really seven categories of laws, that the non-Jews are commanded to observe. We'll read them in the order that the Gemara says them first. Dinin, laws, a system of justice, law and order. Uberchas Hashem, and not to curse Hashem. Avodah Zarah, not to worship idols. Gilui Arayos, not to act with sexual immorality. Ushfichas Damim, murder. V'gezel, theft. V'ever min achai, and eating the limb of a living animal. Now, when we teach these seven categories, we normally teach them in a different order, which has a mnemonic device. The Gimel Chamuros, the three serious offenses for which we're willing to give our lives not to violate, which are Avodah Zarah, idol worship, Gilui Arayos, immorality, Ushfichas Damim, and murder. Case, for example, someone comes over to you and says, you could save your life if you kill someone else. So if it's a case of self-defense, that's a whole different law. But if it's a case of blackmail, if it's a case of a heart transplant, if you kill that person, you'll be able to harvest the organs and save a different person. We're not allowed to kill people in order to save ourselves or others. And that's the example of these different things. Even if your life depended on it, we're not allowed to violate. If it's true Avodah Zarah, that's how we find that Jews gave their lives not to worship Avodah Zarah over the ages, that there is such a thing. So those are the three serious ones, and the non-Jews are also obligated in those categories. And then it goes Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalid. Eiver min achai, a limb from an animal, starts with an Aleph. Birchas Hashem, cursing Hashem, starts with a Beis. Gezel, theft, is starting with a Gimel. And Dalid, Dinim, law and order, starts with a Dalid. And that's the way to remember it easily. The Gimel Chamuros, the three cardinal offenses. And then Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalid, you could remember what those are. Now, there's another Gemara in Chulin Tzadi Beis 92a, which tells us that there's Shloshim mitzvahs, there are 30 mitzvahs that the non-Jews accepted upon themselves, that these are the basic mitzvahs that even though they're not obligated to be galvanized like the Jewish people, Ligyono Shel Melech, to have many mitzvahs and trying to do so many good things, but at the very least, don't destroy the world. Don't do things that are immoral, that are going to undermine the world. Right? Avodah Zarah, to worship idols, so that's undermining. Theft, murder, these things are undermining society. That you're not allowed to do. How much good they do is a different discussion. But you're not allowed to undermine. That's the law that they're responsible for. And likewise, dinim, that there has to be law and order, they're obligated to that. But it's listed as 30. Our Gemara only lists 7. So one resolution to this discrepancy, if you will, is that the 30 are the itemized of the 7. That these 7 are meant to be categories. Might actually be similar to the concept of the 39 categories of Shabbos prohibitions. They're categories. For example, ofe, baking, is not just baking, it's also bishul, cooking. whenever you change the form of something through the medium of heat, whether you're baking it or cooking it, doesn't matter. It's going to be that category. So there are many activities which are prohibited, but there were 39 categories. And the same is going to be true over here, according to one approach, that the 30 are really itemized of the 7. This is the approach that is mentioned in Chulin in the Haggah, on the side in the margin, where he refers us to the Sefer Asara Ma'amoros. And over there, these categories, the original 7, are developed, are itemized, so that Avodah Zarah, idol worship, is explained as being different specific types of violations, etc. Just to make reference to an important point, the Rambam, as I believe we've mentioned, explains the act of Shimon and Levi in destroying the men of Shechem when Dinah was kidnapped and assaulted, Parshas Vayishlach. So the Rambam explains that event, that Shimon and Levi held that the entire menfolk were guilty of a lack of dinim, a lack of law and order, where the prince of their region kidnapped a girl, helpless girl, and they did nothing. They did not call him to court. They didn't impose law and order. And they held that they were guilty. And in the case of Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, since they are so fundamental, if a person violates something so fundamental, so it is actually a capital offense. And the Rambam explains that that's where Shimon and Levi were coming from when they took such a distinctive action. We'll stop there. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.